Welcome back, 6:37 on the Money 990 AM 107.9 FM, streaming all the time at Money990.com. Keeping an eye on Hurricane Ian, rapidly intensifying. Ian forecast to cause catastrophic storm surge, winds, and flooding in the Florida Peninsula. This from the National Hurricane Center out of Miami, Florida. We'll keep you up to date here on the Mighty 990 on what could be devastating for parts of Florida later today and tonight. Joining us in the Brim Snack Food Studio right now, the President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of the Mid-South, Randy Hutchinson. Randy, thanks for joining us. This reminds me, whenever we have these catastrophes, that's when the scammers also come out after the fact. Anytime there's a big weather disaster.
Well, we've got a name for them, storm chasers. Some of them actually will go from bad weather to bad weather to bad weather, town to town to town, looking for work. You know, the vast majority of contractors are honest. Even the ones that knock on your door after a disaster, many of them are honest handymen, but you just got to be careful who you deal with and chuck them out with us, and don't pay all the money up front, and just be careful.
Always a reminder when you have a big event like this that the next big thing that could happen in Memphis, whether it be severe weather, winter weather, always good advice to be very mindful of who does your repair work. Let's pivot. Our topic of the week, I think, is something that many people can relate to. It's identity theft. Some people who are victims of identity theft have absolutely no idea that their information has been stolen, and then others are actually tricked into providing it. So tell us about the different kinds of identity theft.
An outfit called Javelin Strategy and Research has tracked identity theft for almost 20 years now, reported statistics every year, has looked at what they're now starting to call traditional identity theft, which tends to be people who have no idea how their identity was stolen. They find out after the fact. Certainly the most common way, or a common way that happens, is in a data breach. Their information is compromised in a data breach, and they find out either from a notice from the company or something happens when they go to apply for credit or some other event that someone has stolen their identity. Javelin estimates that in 2021 about 15 million people were the victim of that sort of identity theft. They're also now starting to capture, and these are not completely discrete categories, but they're now also starting to count what they call identity fraud scams, in which people are tricked into providing their personal information, ultimately know when they did it, understand how they did it, rue the day they did it, but they get a phone call, email, text message, some other message. Maybe somebody says, I'm from the IRS, you've got some tax problems if you don't pay some money immediately, or give me your Social Security number to verify who you are, or whatever. But they're conned into providing either money, credit card information, or personal information, Social Security number, and other information. And again, the category there is the people know, I provided it, I was tricked into providing it. Javelin estimates that about 27 million people were the victim of that sort of identity fraud.
Wow.
In 2021.
Wow, that's a lot of people. That's got to be a pretty effective scam to be able to reel in so many people like that. You know, what is your advice to avoid becoming a victim of something like this? Because if there's 27 million, it's not like there's just one or two people that fell for it. So this has got to be an effective scam, but also there's got to be an effective way to counter this too.
Well, let's talk about first. I mentioned data breaches. There really isn't anything we can do. Sure. Personally, about some company's database that has our information in it being breached. It happens all the time. All you can do there really is be sure that you're using unique passwords, unique credentials, multi-factor authentication, any way you can to be sure that if crooks have somehow stolen your password and login information from one database, high percentage of people use the same passwords everywhere that they have to use one. And so the crooks can, if they access it in one, then through some very sophisticated computer technology can try to infiltrate other databases, see if your name's in there, use the same login information, and if you've used it, the same password therein. So use different passwords. Use multi-factor authentication if it's offered. Take data breach notifications seriously. If the company, as they often do, offers you free credit monitoring for a period of time, take advantage of that. Consider putting a freeze on your credit reports. But then just other advice. Keep your system security features up to date. Secure documents, devices at home and at the office. Shred documents that have personal and confidential information that you no longer need. Don't disclose personal information in response to an unsolicited call, email, or text message, no matter how urgent it may seem, how official it may seem. And in the same token, don't click on links or attachments in unsolicited emails or texts. You know, in the old days, you'd click on that link and they'd try to trick you into providing your Social Security number or other information. These days, just clicking on the link can cause you problems.
Wait, so don't even give them my mother's maiden name and the last four of my social?
Nope.
Boy, I tell you, they're getting nasty out there. But 27 million people. Again, I know that you said a lot. Oftentimes, you can't help it because it's through somebody else who has had that had a data breach against them. And I've seen some class action suits where people have gotten free credit monitoring because of it too.
And the government, every once in a while, they'll sue the company if they think that it was an egregious situation and the company should have done better. I think Capital One recently, so the data breach was a few years ago. I think they recently settled it or started sending out checks or something. Other high-profile government data bases have been breached.
Yeah, goodness gracious. I got to tell you, it's pretty incredible the number of people that are victim to it. And with this digital world, those numbers probably not going to go downward. Randy Hutchinson, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, thank you for giving us some time and informing us about this. And another warning for people, whenever bad weather hits the Mid-South, always a good idea to be careful on the aftermath, because that's when the scammers come out. And as we keep an eye on Hurricane Ian, but we have our own weather disasters here, as you know. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, thanks.
All right, there's our pal Randy Hutchinson on Wake Up Memphis from the Better Business Bureau. And as I mentioned, Hurricane Ian continuing to steam toward the Florida Peninsula coast, and they're calling this one potentially catastrophic when it comes to damage. The storm surge over 12 feet above ground level, and you're looking at devastating winds as well. But we will keep you up to date frequently here on the Money 990. Of course, our pal Ben Dieter will have those news updates throughout the day as well. Stick around. We've got Senator Marsha Blackburn on the way. And then after that, we've got Memphis City Councilman Frank Colvette Jr. We'll be talking about the Pink Palace / Museum of Science and History and more coming up. It is Tim and Josh, 645.